Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Big shout out, as always, to our producer, David. Hey, David.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's that time of year. It's fall.
It is.
So what do you like most about this time of year?
For me, it's going to the pumpkin patches, and like I'm starting slowly to get into the Starbucks phase of my life, so lots of pumpkin spice lattes.
You're turning into a single white female, right?
No,
because
so.
I can't say the other thing. We're live here.
Yeah. I think I'm slowly transitioning to that phase.
Well, in the Midwest, it means those beautiful colors changing and the leaves on the trees. Just headed up to Door County in northern Wisconsin the past few days, and it's just was breathtaking. Just the looking on how really nature knows how to let go, right? Let go and change. And it's setting itself up for that rebirth. And it means the crisp weather, the boot and sweater weather. We all start looking like Han Solo with our, you know, jeans, boots, and vests, but it's the apple picking, the pumpkin patches, like you said, the bonfires, and Halloween, trick or treating, those haunted houses, the scary ones. And, you know, I'm not sure what it is I like so much about haunted houses or haunted woods. I don't know if it's that adrenaline rush when you get startled. I'd be jumping and screaming, and yet I'm laughing my butt off. So what is it about that fear? Because typically fear is not a welcome. You know, so this time of year, it's so funny that we subject ourselves to that sort of thing. But if you think about it, not many of us like true fear. For most of us, fear in all its forms, from the slight hesitations to really those debilitating anxieties, it's so present and it feels normal. We must learn really how to understand and cope with fear. You know, better yet, we want to use fear to our advantage. And the more we face what concerns us, the more we'll be able to weaken our worries. And that's what we're looking at today, facing fears and achieving goals. So before we get into how to face our fears, we need to better understand what fear is. So let's just do that. What is fear? And fear is one of the really universal emotions experienced by everyone around the world. It's not subject to one race or religion or age class. It really affects everyone. It really arises with a threat of harm, whether it's physical, emotional, or psychological, real or imagined. And I think that's something we need to keep in mind, that real or imagined. You know, traditionally, fear is considered that negative emotion, but it can actually serve as an important role in keeping us safe as it mobilizes us to cope with potential danger. So it's not all bad. But what I want to talk about is that fear that holds us back. So this universal trigger for fear is that threat of harm. And like I said, it's that real or imagined. The real or imagined is that important distinction. What may not feel real or realistic to one person is very much so for another. And this threat can be against our physical, emotional, psychological well-being. And there's certain things that trigger fear in most of us, and we can learn to become afraid of nearly anything. But some of those common fear triggers include things like afraid of the dark, you know, darkness or loss of visibility of our surroundings. Heights and flying, social interaction or rejection. Or you could be afraid of snakes, rodents, spiders, other animals, I mean, insects, and even death and dying. So David, I'm going to ask you, if you're comfortable, what are some of your fears?
Sure. Well, ever since I was little, I always was fearful of clowns and spiders. So basically the common stuff that a lot of little kids are afraid of.
Oh, and you know, it's funny. One of my sisters is terrified. She dislikes clowns.
Yeah.
And it's become a running joke with everybody. We will give her a clown pillow or hide a clown underneath her in her bed sheet so that when she opens it up, and she very much dislikes the dark. And while we know it's serious for her, we also try to make light of it to, we're often trying to scare her.
Right.
But it's also to show that, hey, we're thinking of you, but also to keep you, what can we get over that, those fears? Mm-hmm. But really, why is any of this important? And I think it's because persistent fear can sometimes turn into anxiety. You know, if we feel constantly worried without knowing why, that can have long-term effects. And that inability to identify the trigger prevents us from being able to remove ourselves or the actual threat from the situation. And I think anxiety is a common experience for so many people. You know, it can be considered a disorder when it is recurrent, persistent, intense, and interferes with basic life tasks such as work and sleep. And I think that's what's really important for us to identify, is when we're afraid of something, even if somebody thinks it's illogical or it's not realistic, it can be very realistic to that person. So we need to make sure that even though it might not be something important or we think it's no big deal, that other person does. And if we can identify that, we can assist others in moving forward in what they need to do to really move forward in their lives. Because when we're faced with fear, our initial reaction is to avoid or reduce that harm. And depending on what we have learned in the past about what can protect us in dangerous situations, we're capable of doing many things we wouldn't typically be able to or be willing to do in order to stop that threat, right? And it's not just the threat of falling, right? If you think of heights or the fear of what happens, I'm so high up, right? The immediate threat or of harm focuses our attention. It really mobilizes us to cope with the danger. And again, I'm using danger and threat, but this can be anything, because when it affects us in our bodies, in our minds, it is a danger, because if it persists, it can cause physical and mental and emotional distresses on us. So if we can really focus our attention on that, fear can actually save our lives by forcing us to react without having to think about it. You think about, you know, you're jumping out of the way of a car, you're removing your hand from a hot stove or a hot plate. But what if it's not instinctual? You know, when our response to fear is not to jump out of the way, when it leads to freezing, you know, fear can keep us trapped and prevent us from doing things we'd like to. So if you think about it, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this, but what are you afraid of that's not things like heights or car or, you know, trains, planes, automobiles, those sort of things? Or what holds us back? And I think that's what we're going to want to get in more detail about today, is to understand, to overcome, getting rid of that fear and able to move forward. So what I want us to focus on today is digging deep. So while we're going to a break in just a few minutes here, I want you to think about that. What is a fear, whether you believe it's rational or irrational, that is holding you back in life? That's something that you've always wanted to do, but there's something in the back of your mind, that self-doubt, those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. And we're going to get into those discussions a little bit further. And if you want to call in and let me know what some of your fears are, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Call in, let me know what your fears are. What are you looking to overcome? If you can't catch us live during the show today, send me an email. Let me know what your fears are and what you're looking to do to overcome them. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to look into how and why fear holds us back. You're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. So with All Hallows Eve right around the corner in this time of spooky things, we are talking about fear. And during the last segment, we discussed what fear was. So now let's get into how and why fear holds us back. And if you think about it, fear is powerful enough to keep us from achieving our goals and really living our best lives. You know, it feeds stagnation and keeps us from taking advantages of opportunities. Now, what drives or stops people is different. It's very personal. Many people are living in the self-made prisons of their own fears. You know, a life lived without fear is not only something we all deserve, it is something that is possible for all of us to obtain. We don't want to simply tolerate our fears. We really want to eliminate them. Let's first look at how and why before we can actually eliminate those fears. So we talked earlier, we all have fears. It's part of being human. And a lot of us want to conquer our fears. For some people, fear stops them from doing great things. It goes from being just mediocre to really achieving success. And that's where we want to kind of get over that hurdle, take that next step so that we aren't regretting anything by moving forward. So you could be scared of heights. We talked about that earlier. You would be missing out on things like rock climbing and hot air balloon rides, or maybe traveling overseas. You know, you say to yourself, it could be so much fun. Just get over your fear. Other people do it, so why shouldn't I? You know, and even after this pep talk, you're still afraid. So why is this? What is holding us back? And there are many reasons that fear holds us back. And fears are preparing us to react to danger. And it can result in several things. So if we think about hormonal and physical reasons. So when your body senses danger, and whatever danger that is, I'm not talking about just being attacked or slamming on the brakes because a car or a deer ran in front of you. You know, when your body senses any sort of perceived danger, there are hormones that shut down your digestive system. When someone scares you and your heartbeat increases, that's because of those same hormones. And these hormones can also help sharpen your eyesight. So if you think of it this way, the specific hormones are based on what you need to survive and what is not needed for survival. So if we start getting afraid, if we start reacting to things, looking at our triggers and finding what those are, you're going to see hormonal and physiological changes. And that can hold us back. Another thing that holds us back, and this is, I think, a big one for so many people, the unknown. You know, it might hold you back because you do not know what's coming. We fear the unknown because we don't know what the outcome will be, and the circumstances are unfamiliar. And even a lot of people say, I like change, I like things different, and yet it's uncomfortable. It may not be your normal routine, and it feels unfamiliar. But really, in order to grow, you have to step outside of that comfort zone. And I've said this many times before, if you've been listening to my podcast, you got to get comfy being uncomfy. Another reason why fear holds us back is that well-known fear of failure. It's not an unusual thing. But do we understand why? And many psychologists have recognized that the underlying cause of fear of failure is actually fear of the resulting shame or embarrassment. You know, the actual incident, like maybe if you failed a course or you tripped while dancing, if that's not the real problem, it is the really occupying or the accompanying emotion of unworthiness or the embarrassment that really provokes it. Very similarly, it's the fear of success. And I know many people are like, what do you mean? Most people are afraid to fail, not afraid to succeed. People want to exceed. But believe it or not, some people have the fear of success. Sure, being successful, that's a great thing. But there's others who fear disappointment. You know, some fear getting their hopes up on the path to success. They don't want to get excited and then have to face that disappointment. And sometimes the path to success is risky, and people don't want to take that risk. So they're afraid of what that success might lead them or of all the hard work it's going to take to get there. And so those are really common. Those are things that hold us back, but fear that holds us back to really going after what we want, what we believe in, and really, you know, kind of to heck with everything else. But let's look at how fear is helpful. And there are three types of fear. I mentioned one of them earlier, the illogical fear, the healthy fear, and the real fear. The last two, the healthy fear and the real fear, those are helpful. No, healthy fear helps us discern safe situations from dangerous ones. It's a gift given to all of us and really typically manifests as an instinctual response. This is a type of fear that we need for our survival and protection. So if you're standing on a high ledge, that healthy fear kicks in and cautions helps you to step back. It keeps you from falling off the cliff in the same ways it keeps you from getting too close to a hot flame or an open flame. This fear response arises from the physical world and really warns us of that actual danger. So that's healthy fear. And then there's real fear. It's based in reality, but it's not exactly the same as the healthy fear. It's not based on that physical danger, right? That situation that's right in front of you. It could be a fear of your own death or fear of losing someone you might love. And this fear exists in the truth that life is a terminal condition. It's based on something that is irrefutable. It's real. You know, everything we do and everything we are has an expiration date. And these sort of feelings manifestations into the real fear. And that is valid, right? Because they are associated with real events like death or change or pain. So that's your real fear. The last one that really holds us back for a lot of things, not that the other two don't, because they can, but it's that illogical fear. And this to me is the real dangerous one, you know, no pun intended there. You can nullify illogical fear, but it takes commitment and mental work and the ability to really identify it, to know your triggers, but it can absolutely be done. You know, it sounds simple, but that's the other thing about illogical fear. The only thing providing them sustenance is you. So this fear can motivate us to grow. It can push us outside of our comfort zones and really to transform. The understanding that life is impermanent may be scary at times, but it also fuels some of our greatest achievements and really our most powerful relationships. So how do you know when your fears are illogical? And that's important. You know you're experiencing illogical fear when you're having a fear response to something hypothetical or non-existent. So if you think about it, a lot of the illogical fears come following a what if question. You know, what if this happens? Or what if I don't do this? What if I can't achieve this? It's that what if and then the question. It keeps you worried, it's frantic, insecure. It plants seeds of doubt, and we don't want to do that because it can hinder your experience of life in a variety of ways and really lead to emotional distress and anxiety disorders. It can manifest physically as well, lack of sleep, unable to focus. I mean, people who experience extreme fright can develop painful migraines just hours after being startled. So unlike healthy fear or real fear, this is the type of fear we want to work to release. So once you decide a fear is illogical and you follow it up with action, you can nullify it. As said earlier, the only thing providing the illogical fear is you, because you feed it. You feed the fear every time you give into it. And when you feed it, it becomes stronger and the appetite grows. And once you make the decision to give your fears the boot, they no longer have a place in your mind and therefore no place in your life. And in the absence of fear, your life will begin to unfold in incredible ways. But what happens if we ignore fear? And I think it's never really ignored, but masked as anxiety or stress. We can try to repress fear, but that proves impossible in the long run. People tend to ignore their instincts and their intuition, and this often results in missed opportunities and actions we aren't proud of. This is when we need to follow our internal GPS, our gut feelings. And so often people ignore those. You know, anytime you feel fear, instead of ignoring it or trying to hide from it, instead acknowledge it and identify what it is behind it. Learn to know those triggers. So speaking of fear and intuition, it's a question I get a lot is there a relationship between fear and intuition? And the answer is yes. Absolutely. Fear and intuition are really linked. We are all armed with powerful intuitive responses to fear, and those should always be heeded. Intuition is what we know without knowing why. Just because we may not recognize the source of our intuition doesn't mean it isn't absolutely accurate. And that's hard for some to really grasp. You know, many of us do experience intuition as certainty about things, perhaps inherently trusting someone you just met, or immediately disliking someone you just met. Often intuition is really accompanied by an emotion, perhaps strong feelings of familiarity or even dread. So these messages come through in our feelings and instincts, and it really pertains to certain situations or people. It goes back to that healthy fear. Intuition is another way our brains and bodies communicate with us about what is safe and what is not. So we said earlier about we want to be able to release the fear. So how do we actually release fear? And I think there's many ways to release fear, but it really begins when you decide that irrational fear or illogical fear is no longer an option. Nothing happens in our lives until we decide, right? We need to have that growth mindset and that mindset shift to make that decision. So once you decide fear isn't an option, you are left with the only choice to change, to really shift and take action. Think about it this way. What would you do if you weren't afraid? Would you move towards your goals? Are you allowing fear to destroy your goals? So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we will discuss how fear can destroy goals. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up.
Pumped up. I am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So we've been talking about fear. And as a reminder, if you want to call in or email the show and let us know what fear is holding you back. What do you need help overcoming and achieving? That number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So we've discussed what fear is, how and why we feel fear. So now let's discuss how fear affects us achieving our goals. And we know that fear can be paralyzing, not knowing what to do next, either being literally startled and not knowing if we should move forward, and also overwhelmed, paralyzed. So let's ponder some questions. Have you ever struggled to overcome your fears? Are there any specific fears that are currently holding you back? What are you unable to do because of these fears? Are they preventing you from achieving your most important life goals? These are some pretty big questions. So David, have you ever let fear get in the way of your goals? And can you share an example?
Yeah, it was one thing I really wanted to do before I turned 30 at least. And mind you, I'm 25 right now, so I had time. But I really wanted to skydive. And it was that fear of uncertainty, and then the fear of heights that kind of pushed that back for me, because I really wanted to do that when I was 21. But I had to do it when I was 24 because I finally had that moment. I was like, I just have to do it. I kept being pushed back for 3 years trying to not know what's going to happen, what's going to happen when I'm up there, if my parachute's going to open. But I just had to let that all go and just go for it.
And it was wonderful, wasn't it?
It was the best experience of my life.
Oh, yes. I have skydived twice, and it was unbelievable. I'm with you. That that really adrenaline at first is like, can I do it? Can I do it?
Yeah.
And then just letting go, right?
Yeah.
And that's one thing, and I love that you brought that up, because, you know, we all, of course, experience fear. It's fear is a natural human response to danger, and being in that sort of situation, it's a risk. It's, am I knowing what I'm doing? Am I going to pull the right loop, right? Am I going to pull it in time? Am I going to fall into a tree? What, you know, all these sort of things. Am I going to be able to stop? Am I going to stop too hard? Will the parachute, does it have a hole in it? All these things that go through your mind. And sometimes we do just need to let go. You know, in fear, it does serve to protect us from harm. And I think those healthy and real fears, there's nothing that's going to always stop those. We're going to always experience something in our lives that will come up with those. I don't think you could ever get rid of those. However, most of the fears we experience are quite irrational. And these are the not life-threatening fears, but rather the egocentric fears that protect the ego from harm. The fear of rejection, criticism, failure, and success, they all originate from within our own imaginations. And to eliminate fear, this is precisely where we must go. And one of the biggest reasons for failing to achieve goals is because we set a goal, we do not anticipate the difficulties we will face. So if fear is going to hold us back from achieving a goal, we need to look at what are the difficulties we will face. So a goal, by its very nature, is going to be difficult. If it wasn't, it would not really be a good goal to achieve. You know, goals need to be challenging. You need to get that little butterfly in your stomach, because that's going to push you. They need to test you and help make you a better, stronger person. And so to do that, a goal needs to pull you away from your comfort zone. Again, get comfy being uncomfy and pull you and push you into places you feel afraid of. You feel uncomfortable in, and really ultimately toward the place you have never been before. And again, then you get into the unknown, and then people get afraid. So what we need to do is analyze why you are afraid. And it is the fear you need to analyze. What is it that you are afraid of? Why are you afraid of it? And why do you want to accomplish this goal? Now, these questions are as important as making the goal itself. The reason you either have not made whatever is a goal before, or you have tried before but failed, is that of that fear. And if you do not understand where that fear comes from and why you fear it, you will not accomplish the goal the next year either. So on a purely logical level, giving up smoking is easy, right? And anybody who smoked is listening to this saying, whatever. But you could stop buying cigarettes. You could stop smoking the cigarettes. But of course, As any of you who might have been a former or current smoker knows, it's not that easy. Nicotine is addictive, and it's incredibly comforting to a smoker. So if that comfort from smoking that you take, that's my stress reliever, right? It's that smoker is afraid of losing that. And it's the same with a fear. You get into that comfort zone of not pushing yourself harder, right? If you decided to quit smoking, you would be giving you enough time to anticipate any of those difficult times. It's the same with setting a goal. You have to have strategies. You have to have techniques of when you're tempted, what can I do? What can I lean on for support? It's the same sort of thing. You get comfortable in doing something because it's easy. And we all fall into it. There's no shame in that. It happens. So you need to think about where that can push you. So what is that thing you're afraid of? Analyze that fear. Another thing you have to realize is you'll experience moments of weakness. I think sometimes planning or setting a goal, it can be very fun. I mean, I love to plan. When I start making a list and planning something, I'm kind of bopping in my chair. It's kind of like when you finally eat and you're having a good meal. Actually, one of my other sisters was just laughing at me like this because I was bopping in my chair back and forth while I was eating. And she laughed. She said, "That's good food." And I'm like, yeah, I enjoy eating. This is fun. Same thing with setting goals. When I get in that planning mode, watch out. It's energizing. And a lot of people get excited about what's going to be new in their life. What's that going to be like? Those feelings can disappear really quickly when we come face to face with reality. And this is why when you allow yourself enough time to really write things out, write out what you want to achieve, you can look at where am I going to have those difficulties and where are those moments of weakness? You know, where am I going to have a problem in achieving that goal? And then those fears won't be so overwhelming when we get to that point. Right? When you get to that point of that obstacle. And I think that's what we forget. A goal is hard. It's not necessarily something that we can achieve overnight. Otherwise, why would it be a goal? Right? If you say, okay, I want to lose a pound this year and keep it off. Chances are you can probably do that. But you don't make only a 1 pound goal. The same time you don't make, I want to lose 20 pounds this year, and I'm going to do it all in a 3-month period when the weather's nice. So you don't want to try and achieve all your goals at once. And I think another reason for people to start building their lists and building their plans to achieve their goal is so that they have time. Because a lot of things take time. They take patience. And when we try to push everything into one bucket, right, that fear, we will never be able to achieve your goals. So if we set 3 to 5 goals, that's a really realistic target as it allows us to start a new goal every 2 or 3 months, right? So if we stretch out a goal and say, I want to do these 5 goals this year or 3 goals this year, you're not going to accomplish them all in the first month, right? And if you could, then what has been stopping you? You're going to want to see, how does my fear block me from taking that first step? Because it's not that you don't want to, otherwise you wouldn't have achieved that goal. Or if it is, then that's not the right goal for you. You want to look at what is stopping me from achieving what I need to move forward. You think about it. There's something that Tony Robbins says, and I may not get the quote exactly right. So any Tony Robbins fans out there, pardon me if I don't get the exact quote. He says, we overestimate what we can accomplish in a year and underestimate what we can achieve in a decade. And I think that's so true. We have to look at, when we're setting any goals and the fears and the obstacles that may stop us, is what are those and can we realistically achieve it? Just like SMART goals, you're going to have that time bound, that T part of it. You need to make sure that it's realistic that you can accomplish something in a year, or is it going to take you 3 years? Is it going to take you 5 years? And that's especially like when you're building a business. You have to be realistic on what is my initial investment, how am I going to regain that back, and how am I going to push forward? And fear stops us because we're afraid of taking that step. We're afraid of what might happen. We're afraid of that failure, or we're afraid of the success, or we're afraid of the unknown. Those are all common things, and that's what stops us from achieving our goals. And we need to make sure that we're looking at all those. Because achieving your goals is planning, taking action, and having that growth mindset. It is in your mind and making your body take action. If you think about it, fear is a state of mind. It is something that one assumes. It cannot be purchased. It must be created. Squash one, fear, in order to achieve your goals. And fear is a common emotion that you will feel at one point or another. You can't avoid it, but you can overcome it. And if you think your fear is silly, you're probably not alone, especially if it is stopping you from living and achieving your goals. So really, to summarize, it is okay to have fears. Having fears isn't the problem. The real problem is when you let fear stop you from doing something you truly want to do. So how do we overcome those fears? And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into tips to overcome your fears and meet your goals. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for a holistic healing revolution? Subscribe to Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. The best investment you can make is in yourself and your body, mind, and spirit. One step at a time, you can burn bright and live a life you dream. For more information on how to heal from home, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, everyone. I'm Daniel from intuitionwisdom.com.
And I'm Dr. Pat. We've got something super special. What a generous gift. Wow.
It's time to discover who you really are. And we're offering a free intuitive reading on our website at intuitionwisdom.com. All you got to do is take the step to become one with the universe, and the life purpose is that bridge. So please come to our website, intuitionwisdom.com.
That's intuitionwisdom.com. Life purpose unlocks abundance.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Welcome Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. So we've been talking all about fear today. It is an emotion. We all come across it. Some overcome easier than others, and some don't. But fear is real, whether it's rational or irrational. So let's talk about six tips to overcoming fear so that we can continue to live our lives to our fullest and go after our goals. So first, we want to acknowledge our fear. The first step to overcoming fear is to take the time to acknowledge that you are actually feeling afraid. And how many times have you said, oh, I'm not afraid, whether you were 5 years old or 40 years old? No, your ego may, of course, struggle with this. It doesn't want to admit its weakness and vulnerabilities. And that's how you grow as a person. You know, admitting to your struggles releases you from the burden of holding on to that fear. You know, acknowledging vulnerabilities releases you for so much more than just fear. But your fear subsequently turns into a problem that you can now progressively work through. So if you acknowledge your fear, it can pave the way forward. But in order to move forward, you must find reasons to do so. So ask yourself why it's important to overcome the fear and how that could help improve your life. You can make sure that you are acknowledging and then overcoming. The next step. Imagine having no fear. So your fear originates from within your imagination. It evolves from the way we imagine our circumstances. So in other words, it manifests from the interpretations we make about something, how something appears to be. It's a little bit like perspective, right? If we take a step back and look at the other side, you know, the other person's perspective, it's the same thing about fear. Where did this fear originate? Was it from a circumstance? Was it something that we went through previously? But if given all of this, it just makes sense that in order to eliminate fear, we must start involving our imagination. With this sort of pattern in mind, consider for a moment what your life would be like if you no longer had to deal with this fear. What would you be able to do and achieve as a result? How would you live your life? How would things be different than what they are today? What would be possible? And how does it make you feel? And I think those are really important to consider, because when you can start answering those questions, you might be able to find a path to the next step, which is identifying the triggers. So now that you've put yourself into a more positive state of mind, right, you are looking at different perspectives, it's time to start working through your fear. So to begin with, consider when exactly you experience the fear. When does the fear appear? What is happening? And this is where journaling really kind of can help. Just like if you were having a panic attack or an anxiety attack, what happened? What were you doing at that time? What happened earlier in the day? What happened maybe the day before? What were you eating? Were you drinking? What was the weather like, right? So when you want to look at, when does the fear appear? Under what conditions or circumstances? What thoughts do you have on your mind? What emotions are you experiencing? Really write these all down. What is happening around you? What is it that triggers your fear? You know, think about it like this. What needs to happen for you to actually feel afraid in this particular circumstance? And, you know, in that situation you're in right there. Understanding the evolutions and origins of your fear will help you to better comprehend the nature of what you're dealing with. So identify your triggers. And this is with fear and with everything, right? We all have trigger points. You think about it as you might be getting upset about something and the last straw, right? Somebody didn't put the dishes away. Somebody didn't put the toilet seat down. Somebody, a coworker, did something. And it really wasn't that last action typically, it was what was all building up to that. So identify those triggers. Number four is assess your degree of control. And control is a big one. When it comes to fear, there's always a question of control. How much control do we actually have over our fear? You know, is there some level of control or are things completely out of your hands? And this is especially true with this irrational fear. It's very possible you are afraid because you're struggling with self-doubt. And that doubt creeps in and you're not quite sure what will happen. And then your fear gets worse. It's kind of a repetitive action. It really creates a lot of uncertainty. And then it scares you more. You worry about all the things that you're unable to control, when instead you should be thinking about where this control actually lies. And it truly lies with you. We talked about it earlier. You feed it, right? What brings it sustenance is you. So you have full control over how you choose to respond to the situation. And this one reminds me of when I was a kid. I used to have really bad dreams. And my dad told me, when you're having a bad dream, try really hard to know it's a dream and think of something that you love. I used to think of wildflowers, that I was walking through a field of wildflowers. So when I'd start to have bad dreams, I would just think of that. And literally in my dreams, I'd have flowers popping up. And it worked. So I gave control even in my dreams. And that's important because that's the same thing as fear. You give the control. So if you feed it and you allow it to control you, it wins. So number five, analyze potential obstacles. And we talked about that during the last segment. Just like in goal setting, you have to plan what might be stopping you. What's your hurdle and how can I overcome it? So when you're having fear, why? What can you overcome? Now that you have more control of how you respond to fear, it's that time to start thinking about resourcefulness, right? So we need to make sure that overcoming the obstacles require some resources. And those resources are in you: knowledge, strength, skills, support. Now, first identify the obstacle that might prevent you from moving forward, then list down how you could use your resources to successfully overcome the fear. And the last one, number six, get creative. You should really, by this stage, have a clear action plan in place to help you work through your fear. Your plan may not be foolproof, and there still might be doubts or really lingering uncertainties, but you get creative. So think about all your options. What could you do? How would you do these things? Make sure that you are having that plan. Now, these six steps: acknowledge your fear, imagine having no fear, identify triggers, assess your degree of control, expect and analyze obstacles, and get creative, are all what you need to really eliminate fear. These steps will work to eliminate the illogical fear with time, repetition, patience, and conditioning. It is a lifelong process. We all have and experience fear and doubt, and it really requires us fully detaching ourselves emotionally from the outcome. As long as uncertainty exists, there will always be room for fear. However, a little fear can easily be channeled into excitement. And when we're excited, it's far easier to muster up the courage to take proactive action towards our desired outcomes and achieving our goals. Truly, in the end, it all comes down to perspective. If you interpret your experience of fear in a helpful way, it won't become so overwhelming. So change those stories, and you can very quickly change your life. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in to the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour call with me. No charge, no obligation. Go to Get Rooted Radio to find out how I can help you take action and overcome those fears. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.